I am very excited right now. Part of quite a spectacular tour that's about to take place. I'm very lucky to have on the line with me right now one half of the legendary Skinny Hobos. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Lynn. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very well this morning. It's sunny in Auckland, which is cool.
Yeah, thank God for that. Now, how has 2024 been for you so far? Has it been a busy year so far?
Yeah, busy for me, not busy for Skinny Hobos. we've been pretty much dormant for the last little while, but I've kind of shifted gears and gotten into producing and songwriting for other artists and doing session work and stuff, and I had kind of a pretty insane summer for that. So just been actually kind of, I think it's been the last 2 weeks that I've had off, but I've been busy, you know, basically every day for this year so far.
Well, I mean, congratulations. It's absolutely fantastic. You mentioned Skinny Hobos have been a bit dormant, but not for too much longer, because you're, of course, joining Devil Skin soon.
Yeah.
So you must be excited for that.
Yeah, definitely. It kind of came out of the blue for us. Like, we kind of ended during COVID, you know, like a lot of bands did. It just kind of, you know, fizzled out or whatever. We officially called it quits last year, but then got a call from Devil Skin's team going, do you guys want to come do this tour? And we're like, well, of course we do. And it's even better that, you know, Tadpole is back for it, and that's pretty cool. And with a wonderful Christchurch icon, Emma Dilemma, stepping in on vocals for them. We're great friends with Emma, so, you know, this is going to be a really great time, full of great friends, you know?
Yeah.
Pass up the opportunity.
Yeah, how could you say no? You couldn't really.
Yeah.
In terms of the performing in the music and stuff, were you getting itchy feet? Is this something you really, like, enjoy doing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what I've done, you know, my entire adult life, so it's weird if any amount of time happens that I don't do it.
You
know, with Skinny Hobos, like, Sam and I have really kind of cut our teeth in music together, so it just feels really natural and great playing with him again.
Now, have you guys been rehearsing for this?
Not yet.
Fantastic.
We don't live in the same place, but he is coming into Auckland this week, I think, and we're going to relearn how to do our thing. You know, the cool thing that we had going for us, I guess, is, you know, we toured a lot when we were active, more than, you know, most, and it's just the two of us. So, like, our thing is pretty easy to get back on top of.
Yeah, like, right.
You know, we have so much experience playing together that, hey, obviously we want to be good and rehearse. Like, that always needs to happen. But, you know, when we get in a room, it's like no time.
Yeah, I can imagine it's probably pretty natural for you guys. Now, obviously, it's probably pretty secret and all that, but can audiences expect to see a bit of collaboration amongst the three acts?
I don't know, and we'll see. I think that would be cool, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
it's I like a tour like this where you get the same kind of three people out for a whole bunch of shows in a row, because, you know, that gives opportunity for cool things to happen. And, you know, I guess it depends on time at shows, if you can kind of dial things in ahead of time and all that. But, yeah, you know, it'll be cool. I love playing with different people, and I love trying new things out each night. Like, even with us, Skinny Hobos rarely play the same set night on night on tour. So
yeah, interesting.
Like, I would get too bored doing the same thing every day. So like, we like to mix it up, and you know, and if we can involve other people, that'll be cool.
Now, what I think people may not expect is the Christchurch show is actually at the Town Hall.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, which, you know, is kind of acoustically quite well known. Have you ever performed there before?
No, I haven't. We've played Christchurch quite a few times, but it's almost always been some type of festival kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
So I think off the top of my head of venues that are still there, because we came down, you know, you guys have had some wonderful luck with venues closing down, but I think the only two that I've played at that are still there are Dark Room and Loons in Littleton.
Really cool. Right.
But never played at the Town Hall, and definitely quite excited to see what it's all about.
Yeah, I think, well, I hope you guys are going to love that. I think you will. Mm. Now, on tour, how are you guys doing this? Are you all in like a van, or how does that work?
I think it depends on the show. Like, we're flying to a few of them.
Yeah, right.
Most of that's getting organized by Devil Skin's crew. They're really lovely people. To be honest, I actually have no idea how I'm getting to some of the shows, but I know that I have tickets to fly to a few of them.
Because it's not really a small tour, you know. You guys are doing, 12 stops, is it?
Yes, that looks right. I have this poster in front of me. And Devil Skin's production is always pretty big. Maybe the third time that we've toured with them. It's hard to remember, but they actually brought us on our first like real big tour of New Zealand when we were just getting going, and we've played with them a few times since then, and their whole production kind of exists on a level that most New Zealand bands don't do.
Yeah,
you know,
wow.
There's always big gear trucks, and you know, they bring in heaps of lights and sound and all kinds of stuff to make the show as big as they can. So, there's a lot of stuff that travels around between shows. But some of that ends up being pretty convenient because, you know, there's a truck, my stuff's in the truck, you know.
Yeah.
There's no scramble. There's no flying into Christchurch and driving to the rock shop to pick up one thing and music work to pick up another thing and some guy's house to pick up another thing, you know.
I'm really glad you mentioned that, and I think Devil Skin do deserve a moment to be commended on that. Their production value is quite impressive. Alex, thank you so much for joining me this morning. To our audience out there, for the Christchurch Devil Skin show with Tadpole and Skinny Hobos, get your tickets at ticketek.co.nz. Once more, Alex, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me. I'm definitely really excited to come back down to Christchurch and play for everybody down there, because it's been a little while.
Yeah.
We're
super, super excited to have you here. And especially because, you know, I don't know how many people assumed they'd get to hear Skinny Hobos play again.
I would be counted among those.
Hey, Alex, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yeah, no worries, Liam. You too, bud.
And that was one half of the Skinny Hobos performing with Tadpole and Devil Skin on a 12-tour date. Starting next month, I believe. I will, of course, have Tadpole and Devil Skin both on the show in the coming weeks too.